really likes it too.
It's really good.
He's like, big thumbs up.
Yeah. So, speaking of, let's play it.
All right, here we go. This is the one. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch the TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Good. like it's so good. Anyway, I might be biased, but I thoroughly enjoy that song.
That's cool. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, the feedback, is from, I've heard from you and from David.
Thanks for listening, David, by the way.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I hope you hear me all right. Maybe I should get up on my mic a little bit more.
But see, the thing is, like, when I'm talking, like, I'm, like, right where I need to be. But then when you talk, yours is, like, spiking.
That's what I tell them. I spike all the time.
So I turn it down a little bit. But, like, I hope you don't sound... Anyway, when I listen to it, I'm like, it sounds good. And, like, when I do the editing, I'm like, it sounds good.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you hear yourself...
I'm not listening to me. I'm more listening to you because your line spikes the red and mine stays right in the green yellow area.
You're nice and steady.
Right in the green yellow.
I play in the danger zones.
That's right. Like right now, you're good, but as soon as you laugh get excited, you're like, woo!
If I have to say something, like, if I get, so let me tell you.
Right.
You know, when we were little?
Yeah.
So it must run in the family.
Sure.
My little sister was part of a choir. In South Carolina, okay. Like we were all in different choirs, in church and such.
Yep.
And we were in this gigantic hall, and all these choirs are in the surrounding balcony, this beautiful old southern building. And
sure.
And you could hear my sister's voice just cutting through just all of them.
Singing in the back of the room.
Yeah, you're like, my God, hear Abby. Yeah, you could hear Abby. And they just have just this big, giant, powerful voice. And
how you are. So when you get on the mic, it's like, okay, that's too much. But then when you pull off, it's like, okay, maybe a little bit more.
It's true.
Right.
I could be more professional.
Who cares?
I could be more NPR.
No. No. No.
But like, when we get together.
Sit perfectly away from the microphone here, and I'm going to talk at this audible decibel every
with zero, thing I zero say. Emotion.
Yeah,
because
no
I don't
want to
sway.
Screw that.
I don't want to sway you with emotion.
Pop at the mics and be low and sound like you're a million miles away.
That's all I got is emotion.
Well, I think part of the problem is because like where we are recording. And everything. Well, we'll see. Hopefully, this is better. He's a little more on the microphone,
and I'm looking forward to the weather getting warmer.
We can go outside.
I like the outside a lot.
Outside's
bomb. I think that like it's a good vibe out there.
Yep. Absolutely.
So we'll get the lights hung up, and maybe we'll get like a little heater. So even if it's chilly, we can, get a little butane heater, propane heater, or something.
That'd be the bomb.
Just boom. So we're always doing it outside.
I love it.
And Andrea wouldn't have to like worry about stuff. She could just hang out in the house.
Annoying in the living room.
She could have a party.
Right. Exactly.
If she wanted to.
And then we could record everyone talking. Because that's what we do. here at Life's Binge. This is another episode of Life's Binge. One episode 140? Somewhere. I don't know. Around there. 139, something like that. But check us out at lifesabinge.com. Find us on all social media at Life's Binge. And that's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook.com/Life's Binge. Ooh. I don't know if I'm not going to say. I don't know if it's live as of right now because... I'm going to go home and publish this as soon as we're done recording it.
Right.
But I did set up a Patreon account for us. So that will be there if you would like to support us monetarily at all in any small shape, form of whatsoever, even if it's $1 a month or whatever. You can check out patreon.com/lifesabinge.
Now, is Patreon like, is it take one-time donations or is it strictly like...
It's like a monthly thing.
It's like a subscription.
Yes. Yes, it is a subscription, but you can cancel it. There's no, like, you know, contracts or whatever. So if right. you want to, you know, give us a dollar.
For the rest of your life.
Well, you could sign up for that or just, like, sign up for a dollar, wait till that goes through, and then hit cancel.
And then you say, I did my part.
And you sent us a dollar, right? So like I said, it's live. The page isn't really set up yet because I literally just did it, but it's exciting. Hit up patreon.com/lifesabinge.
Okay, and, so it's a separate page off of Patreon.
Go to okay. patreon.com/lifesabinge.
Cool.
And with that, let's start the show. So go ahead and breathe in with us.
Life's a binge.
Right?
I really like having this little button pushy thing. Just like
it's addicting.
It's so fun, dude.
You're going to just be up making beats
I
and stuff.
I can't stop. Boots, and like, even boom, and boom, as boom, dumb boom. As they are, and like I said, I was like, ooh, I want my voice to sound a little different. And I like played it and I was like, it doesn't sound good. And I was like, ooh, this one will drop my voice 4 octaves. And then that's when you hear like, and then I sound like this. And it's like, wait a second. That might be a little too much, but it's still fun.
It's fun.
But let's get into our first segment.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Well, what's up, you know, springtime, ring-a-ding-a-ding time.
Springtime.
Bird sing, a ring, a ding ting. Did I mention that I went to the second time,
yeah.
Went to a production of Open Arms Theater and saw Willy Wonka?
No. You did not mention that.
It was it was all kind of real busy. It was like my cousin's funeral service. Yep. People were in town, had this play to go to that it kind of had, not like, you know, I wanted to go to anyway.
Right.
But so Open Arms Theater mm-hmm. did and continues to do amazing work.
Absolutely.
With gigantic casts, 100 plus people, and that's a lot of special needs kids.
Yep. Shout out to Clint.
My man Clint and his mom Mary and Steve. Mm-hmm. And
they're so cool, by the way. Like,
they're very cool.
I love them, man.
They and so what was cool is. First of all, she got us to kind of be going to these plays, which are a lot of fun. Last time it was Lion King. This time it was Charlie and Chocolate. It was different. It's not like, first of all, I was thinking like, well, what are you going to do? You're going to do the movie.
The movie, right.
And then you just do the movie as a live stage production. So no, there's a whole bunch of different songs and right. like.
So it's like its own. Thing.
It's its own thing, you know, but they carry a lot of the same, you know, stories, the same storyline of nice. All the characters, Mike TV.
Well, of course, yeah.
And then, but yeah, it's more of an original thing. So
they've been not throughout the years or whatever, but they were like, hey, come see Clint do, you know, Peter Pan. He's going to be a pirate and he's really excited or whatever. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I never made it. But now, is it, I don't know. Never mind. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, like, is it? Do they have capable people of performing the leads? And then because Clint has like some severe,
he's a severe
like,
palsy,
severe yeah. palsy, and so I'm like, you're not going to see him play nope. Charlie Bucket. You know,
you're not. No, and so that's the challenge for all these shows is to try to figure out something for everybody to do.
Right.
But a lot of the kids
so
can do stuff.
Maybe he plays like an Oompa Loompa or some, you know, some extra
yeah,
in the
well,
background. Or
there happens to be like a so Violet Beauregard.
Sure.
And her dad is the car salesman.
Yep.
So well, in this production, he was black. Car salesman and does a funky song.
Sure. Something and, cool, something fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like this funky upbeat song. And, and in that song, there's a big dance break. And so they bring out different people to dance and they bring out Clint. And if you know Clint, he has a,
He shakes. Yeah, he shakes.
And so they played up to that.
That's so cool.
And had him like come out in his like silver disco shirt and kind of like walk into place, and then he shakes his
and it works.
And while they're shouting, "Go Clint, go Clint, that's go so Clint," cool. And he comes out and shakes, and the whole place went bananas. And
that makes me so happy.
It's really great. It's a great, great thing. And then there's a little fundraiser, you know, kind of during it, and it was super.
Open Arms Theater.
Yeah, I think they work through as a production wing of CYT, I think.
That makes sense. They're
associated with them. And they have a lot of people who help out to make sure, you know, other performers and it's incredible.
So cool.
It's incredible. Yeah. And so hats off to them.
Because he would always
give
come
us
up.
A dollar.
Well, right. All right. Yeah. Of course.
But you can buy their, you can go see their show too and buy a ticket and support them.
Well, yeah.
But don't give them money every month. You know, that,
give us money every month. This isn't cheap,
hey,
man.
We do good work too.
It's
right?
not cheap. Like, it's not. We spend X amount of money every month, like just on Podomatic and everything. So
everything,
yeah,
everything. So. But anyway, so but that's something that's up.
Absolutely.
There's so much up, but I just don't want to blab about my life all.
That's the whole point of this segment.
Yeah. So that's what I choose to talk about.
Sure.
The main thing
that's up with me is my sister-in-law got a new puppy. Adorable teeny tiny little dachshund redhead.
I meant to ask
puppy.
You, like, and then I was like, no, I don't know if it's the best time to ask you or not. What happened to the dog?
Zeus?
Oh,
he died.
He did die. Yeah, oh, okay.
He died.
Because you were like, Zeus is taken to the hospital.
I don't know. Did we say that on? I don't think we said it on air, but it was like happening right before we recorded last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he unfortunately didn't make it.
Oh,
due to complications.
How old was
he? He was old, 16, something like that.
Oof, that's a good long run.
Actually, I think he was 14. I'm probably way off. He was probably
in
like
the teens?
Six. Yeah, he was in his teens, for sure.
Okay.
No, for sure. And he's a dachshund, and small dogs don't necessarily.
They don't last that long.
I mean, they last longer than big dogs, but anyway. So he unfortunately did not make it. But then just recently, there was a situation come up where Katrina was like, oh, somebody has dachshund puppies. Like, and she went.
She got a new dachshund.
That's so cute.
She loves the dachshunds.
They are obsessed with them.
That's cute.
Obsessed. And this puppy is so cute. She just sits on your face and like eats your nose.
That's cute.
And it's so cute. Like, if you know puppies, you just chew on everything, including your face.
That's adorable.
Well, and I'm a sucker, like, especially if I know the dog. Like, people are like, don't let dogs look you in the face. They eat poop and lick their butts and blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Like, I will let a dog lick me in the face until it's done. Like, I can't help it. Like, I love it. And so, like, the puppy is just, like, going to town, like, eating my face and, like, biting my cheek and my nose and my ears and stuff. And I'm like, yep. And then I'm, like, hand her over to Samantha, and she starts doing the same thing. And I'm like, how come you let her eat your face? She's a puppy, and like, you let her lick your nose and stuff, but you don't let Trevor. And she's like, well, Trevor's gross.
I think, like, especially when there's when there's several dogs around,
right?
If you only have one dog,
right,
it's probably not gonna eat its poop,
right?
Like, you'll probably like get,
yeah, but all dogs eat poop. Like, they're stupid idiot dogs.
They
like,
do. I mean, I don't know, like,
but I don't care, let him eat the poop.
Now,
if I literally watched it eat poop and then he jumped on my lap and tried to lick my face, no.
Well,
but like, you know, you could eat, you know, something, and then a couple minutes later, your mouth cleans itself out. Not 100%, but it's not going to be like gross or anything.
Well, at the pet show, you know, we had a segment where you're talking to Lester, you're like right up in his face, right. And we used to have a dog.
He just wanted to
lick you so bad. Well, this dog ate poop like crazy. Like, he loved the poop. And so he would come out, and he'd be sitting on the thing, and you're, like, talking to him, and you're holding him by the collar, too.
Right. Yep.
Because you're kind of, like, trying to control
him. Make sure he's staying.
So stays in place, and you reward him, you give him a little food. And then he's, like, and he could see the little, like a chew, like it was chewing tobacco, like a big wad of poop. You could see poop with little, like, sawdust, you know, in it, and, like, just packed up into his gums, teeth and gums, like a skull. And he's like, You know, no, God, don't just, kiss me.
Just let him do it. A little bit.
Not poop mouth. The other dogs, there's some of the dogs that let them lick me, but there's a, but you kind of know which ones eat the poop.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
And so, yeah, that, and they would, and their breath would be booty.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be bad.
I just let them lick, I just let them lick me. I just don't care.
I
like I said, unless I saw it, like that maybe is a no go. Like
if I see the poop. If you smell the, if you smell poop, poop right. breath.
No, thanks.
Yeah. If you smell poo breath on a dog, you're like, oh, don't kiss me.
Yeah.
Like, so but they come up with that cute little puppy breath.
Well, the puppy breath.
Oh, that's adorable. Adorable. Yeah.
She let, just, yeah. Her name's Ivy and she's cute and she ate my face and
that's
I,
cool.
I loved it. And then the only other thing that's up is I went to SeaWorld for the first time in a long time, thanks right to a certain co-host of mine.
Yep. I still feel I'm a little upset that it wasn't the silver passport ones.
No,
I thought
it's all good.
That's clearly changed, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's all different. But anyway, we went and enjoyed the Seven Seas Food Fest. So shout out to SeaWorld Seven Seas Food Fest because it's awesome. You should go and
yeah,
get
you
some
should.
Food and
it is awesome
and
it's
beer
a fun
and wine
event.
And it's so fun.
It's a great vibe, especially like it might not get warmer
right
in the next month,
right?
But bundle up and come out. And
it was so fun.
It's a fun evening. Stick around for the fire dance at the end.
That's right. Polynesia flavors. Babe.
Try some of the stuff. So I still there's a bunch of stuff I haven't tried.
Well, there's some weird ass stuff like crickets and grasshoppers.
Which I want to try. Yeah. I want to try. I want to eat that.
Of course. Why not? They wouldn't serve it if it was gross. Like that's my whole thing. I'm like,
would hope not. Yeah.
Right. They're like escargot in France, and I'm like, I don't know. Should I try
Snails?
It? And I'm like, I shouldn't try it. And I'm like, I'm not going to go to France anytime soon. Like, of course they're going to serve it here, and like. They're not going to serve something disgusting. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so anyway, so check out, it was fun. We did that today. Me and Samantha went down, hung out with my friends, Patrick and Jessica and BJ and Andrea. And it was fun. We hit up 7 Seas.
Yeah.
But that's basically all that's up with me and nothing else for you.
Well, you know, there's plenty of stuff,
but you don't want to get into it.
This is like, yeah, I mean, no, just, you know, there's always just stuff.
True.
You know.
Then I'll hit the button.
So. That's what's up. There we go. That is what's up.
And
that's what's
so,
up.
It's so ridiculous. Oh, man. Do you have any news? I don't want to play the news thing if we don't have any news. I don't think I have anything.
In the news. What's in the news here?
I'll play it and you can think. Play it.
Maybe. This just in. I do like that drop a lot.
That's because you like you going,
This Justin. Yeah, because I'm impressed with myself for that voice there.
That was one take. We didn't do that more than once.
Yeah.
That was a one-time deal.
I was like, hey, you know what? That's kind of a decent little
Oh, you know what? I do have something.
All right, on. Good.
The Infinity War trailer has come out. Have you seen the new Infinity War trailer?
I did. I watched it the other day.
Holy crap on a stick, dude.
Yeah.
I am way too excited.
So Thanos is a big dude.
Yes.
Big old giant guy.
Yes. And there's many scenes of him in this movie, and it is crazy times.
Now, is that Thor that's holding his hand at the end of the thing there? With
no.
The beard? Who is that?
That's Captain America, baby.
That's Captain America?
Yes, it is. When he, like, when Thanos comes and jumps
end?
Up and, like, whammo, and he's like, ah! Yeah, that's Cap, baby.
All bearded?
Oh, yeah.
What the heck in heck?
Exactly. Who knows, right?
What's
going
like,
on there?
That doesn't look like Chris Hemsworth.
Oh.
But who else has a beard?
It's Chris Evans. It's the other Chris.
The other Chris. The other dreamy Chris.
Man, oh man. It looks so good. I can't, dude. April 27th can't come soon enough.
That's going to be here fast.
Yes, it is.
So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is ridiculously cool. And that's the only thing that I can really think of that is like news and noteworthy that has happened. Oh, here's another thing. I'm curious to get your take or if you've seen or heard or anything.
Mm-hmm.
OJ Simpson, the Lost Confession video.
I have a feeling it's a loaded shit.
Have you seen it?
No. Is it out? Like, is it already aired?
It's on YouTube. Well, you can see it on YouTube. I don't know if it aired on TV or anything.
Fox is supposed to be like airing it like
they
as a special.
It. Well, they recorded it in 2008.
But I just saw
say.
Like an ad for like it.
Because it was not deemed worthy of being released or whatever.
But it's been out there for a while.
You can see it on the internet.
And you've seen it?
I've seen the parts that matter.
Oh, yeah? Do tell. What?
It's weird, dude.
Is this one of those things where, because it's like, he wrote that book, If I Did It.
It's weird. Like, I never read the book. Did you read that book?
No.
Did you hear anything about the book?
It's almost like a confession, kind of like
that's this interview. It's the weirdest. It's so
what
bizarre.
Is he, all right, so what does he say?
It's all quote hypothetically end quote.
Okay,
but then he goes into things like. I remember showing up at the house, and I remember, I don't know, it gets kind of confusing. But then I remember Nicole falling down, and I remember, like, I remember taking the knife. There's apparently this person named Charlie that nobody knows, like, no one has ever heard of, but apparently he's there with OJ.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I remember taking the knife from Charlie, and then I remember standing in blood. And then he starts laughing all crazy, like, it's weird. It's the weirdest freaking, it's like, he's just basically like, I got away with it and nobody can do anything about it at this point. It's so creepy, dude. Like,
huh.
Yeah. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know where it came from or why it's now just coming out. But I heard about it, and I was like, I'm curious to know. And so I watched, like.
So you found it on YouTube.
Yep. There's the whole documentary. It's a whole documentary or of sorts, like a Dateline type thing.
Right.
There's a whole episode of that. But I just was like, I'll watch the highlights, the 4-minute version of this. And it's bizarro. It's like, what are you even talking about, dude? You are. Anyway, I thought you would for sure had seen it or heard of it or something. So
I've heard that because I heard that on Fox they were promoting it like. You know,
because they have it. They were the ones that did it.
Yeah, as the sensationalist type of shit that I just assume that, like, well, this is a bunch of crap.
Right.
You know, some Geraldo Rivera something.
Dude, it's gnarly. Like, I wish it's like, he's talking about, like, I remember having, and like in the interview, they like zoom in on his, like, his face and his arms and stuff. And he's like, I remember having the knife, and they like zoom in on his hand, like making this stabbing motion. And it's like, what is happening right now? Like, you just said, I remember having the knife, and you're making stabbing motions. And there's, like, it's not acting. It's not. It's literally him sitting in a chair opposite from somebody else telling a story. And it's like, what?
I just have to get this off my chest.
Apparently. But it's, and like, hypothetically.
How far removed from the events was it?
This was like, I think they recorded the interview in like 2008, but that doesn't make sense because he was in jail at that point, wasn't he?
I don't know. I don't know when he went to jail.
Maybe not. But anyway, if nothing else, it's like 10 years down the road. If nothing
10 years
at least. After 90, yes. After, because that was 95?
I think so.
So, in this, if it was done 2008, that's, you know.
13 years afterwards.
Right, and then maybe he went to jail right after that. But regardless, it was just like, what? And he's like, has those weird mannerisms, and he's like laughing weirdly the whole time. You're like, why are you laughing? Like, I understand being uncomfortable and not knowing what to do. It's so bizarre. Anyway, so that's
interesting.
The Infinity War trailer is much more better to talk about than the OJ Lost confession. But those are the two things as far as news, as far as I know, anyway. We don't have any voicemails, not even Tony. Like, is he over it? Did he get mad that we called him out on, like, saying, like, racist stuff or whatever?
No, I'm sure he's got more.
No. Screw the pool season coming up. Just give us a call. Oh, we went trivia. That's another thing that happened. That was more what's up, not really news.
Right.
But we played trivia. That was fun.
That was fun. And in fact, with like two more people.
Oh, yeah.
We
would have dominated.
Like, I'm telling you, Andrea would be great because she knows a lot of the stuff. Like, we watch Jeopardy together and between the two of us, we stomp. Right.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I thought our team was pretty solid.
But like, but sometimes you just need like a couple more like perspectives.
One or more people. It's like, oh man. But that was fun.
Yeah, and like I was like looking at the old timers.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh, these guys are cool.
They're gonna know everything.
they're
and they
cool.
won for like 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah, they're dominant.
Of course.
So like, well, but also, like our team, shoot for them.
Our team was me, you, and Tony, and Samantha was there, but she even said herself, she's like, I don't know, I'm not gonna participate, like maybe. And she like joined the conversation a little bit, but for the most part it was me, you, and Tony.
Yeah.
And it's like we looked over and I was like, that team of old people has like 12 people at their table.
Well, like, my mom would have kicked it. She's
of course you guys are going to know more. You have 12 people on your team. We have 3.
Yeah.
And like we put up a fight.
It was we were in like number five, and then we bet all
our points on the final round and we got it wrong. It, yeah. But for the most part we were in it. Anyway, let's take
How did St. Patrick get to
How did St. Patrick originally first get to Ireland? Was the question. If you know it, give us a call at 619-438-0532.
Right.
Because we did not get it right.
You know who knew that.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Dang it.
I guess if you're Catholic, you know it.
I had no idea. You know. I didn't know. Catholic or Irish or something.
Yeah. If you're Irish Catholic, you should know that.
But if you know, give us a call and let us know. 619-438-0532. Be a part of the phone army. We'll play it.
They're going to Google it.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. if they respond at all, I'll be impressed. But anyway, let's take a quick break and get talking about something else. After these messages,
we'll be right back. Could you just introduce yourself?
My name is Doug Kenny. I started the National Lampoon.
What if you say, I was the man who changed comedy forever, but I couldn't change myself?
Really? Blow me.
If we're running our own magazine, we can do anything we want. We can publish knock-knock jokes.
Knock-knock. Who's that?
Me.
Me who?
Me not doing the magazine.
That can go in issue one.
It's a total failure. We're selling less than half our print run.
You're not gonna hurt him, right?
No.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, I don't think there's any bullets in there.
I got you.
Mormons are protesting. The feminists hate us. What do we do to the Catholics? Liza Minnelli?
We are being sued by Disney.
Maybe it wasn't such a hot idea to have Minnie Mouse flashing her tits.
She has pasties on.
All right, ready, girls? 3, 2, 1.
Catherine, I'm the woman you're hitting on.
Doug Kenny, Chagrin Falls, Ohio.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
We're barely able to put out a magazine.
Let's barely be able to do something else.
The first National Lampoon movie.
Laser Orgy Girls.
Doug Kenny, Chagrin Falls, Ohio.
One of the writers of Animal House.
Food fight!
You call this success?
Mostly an excuse to party.
You've ruined this company.
I can't come back a failure.
I do care about you, Doug.
Laugh, goddammit!
Need to see someone.
Inside that bungalow, some of the creators of Animal House are working on their next movie, Caddyshack.
And I'm sure it's gonna be just as crazy.
Doug, we need to decide. Is it clear he's jerking his dick off here?
Yeah, because we can make it higher or lower depending on the size of my dog.
These actors don't look exactly like the real people.
But come on, do you think I look like Will Forte when I was 27? You think Will Forte is 27?
Let's do this. This is for the magazine, right?
Back to the show. Now we're back to the
show. That's a new one.
Yeah, you like that?
Now we're back to the show.
Uh-huh.
That's the same.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's from the same thing, which is from ABC, like Saturday morning.
That was very influential in my life.
It was your life. That's why I stole them.
So that reminds me today, for whatever reason.
Tangent train.
For whatever reason. Yeah. I was checking out this field recorder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, had to change the batteries on it. Put some headphones on, turn it on, just kind of see how it's sounding.
Yeah.
And I walked around and in, and Andrea's on the couch. And for whatever reason, you know, I'm just checking it out to see how it sounds. I'm going to play it back.
Yep.
But I started, I said, we're here on Skull Island where a 40-foot gorilla has just kidnapped Dwan, a young actress. Now, does that ring a bell for you? Like that?
I mean, it would be King Kong if that's what you're talking about.
Right. Now, are you familiar with the parody song King Kong?
I don't think so, no.
So that's how, and that's how it starts. And he says, "Hey Kong, what did you tell her?" And then they play a clip from a song from Rod Stewart. "Tonight's the night." Oh, and what did she say to you? "You got a cute way of talking." "And when do you intend to let her go?" "After the loving." "Hey, Dwan, if you can hear me up there." Anyway, and start going into this whole thing. And she's,
did you record all that of you doing it?
We recorded, I recorded like some of that.
That's
most
fantastic.
Of that. And but then I had to tell her, like, "Does that ring
a
bell?"
She's
like, "No."
"No."
So I had to like go on Apple Music and find it. Play it.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Of course. I'm sure it's that.
But we loved it so much. I mean, it's so simple. You know, it's just this silly, simple idea of
just
grabbing
songs,
a little song, piece of a song, you know, and probably the technology was like, wow, you can take a piece of a song and put it together with something else and, you know,
watch this.
Yeah. And so, but he had other ones. He had like ones that was about Jaws and about,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So anyway, Dickie Goodman.
Nice.
So if you look up Dickie Goodman songs, you can find some really silly.
Yes.
But man, we loved them to death back in the day.
Well, and that's like what, the other day or a couple nights ago, we're sitting there and Samantha's like, "I'm done watching TV." And I was sitting at my computer and I was like, "I'm going to show you some YouTube videos or whatever that you're funny." And I was like, played something and she's like, "Yeah, it was good." And I was like, "What's your favorite like viral video from like what you remember?" And she's like, "I never really watched any of those or anything."
Right.
And I'm like, "So you don't know, like, Look at That Horse, the Home Shopping Network thing. It's called Look at That Horse. I highly recommend it."
I had not seen that either.
Super hilarious. But then I was like, "Oh, I said like something like the internet's a magical place." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "You can find anything you want on the internet." She's like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "It's so great, like this." And then I literally like maximized my screen and hit play on a YouTube video called "Serenading Unicorn Sings Michael Bolton." Have you seen this video?
No.
Dude.
Well, you know, because
so
there was
good.
One. Now, is it like remember? Charlie the Unicorn? Is that what it is?
No. Do you remember? So do you know the Squatty Potty commercial?
Yes.
With like the puppet unicorn thing?
Yes.
Picture that only on a full set with no people and just Michael Bolton playing. And it just sings, "How am I supposed to live without you?" Only it's a unicorn puppet.
Uh-huh.
And
you love it.
It's so good. I'm telling you, you need to watch it right now.
All right.
Serenading Unicorn.
Okay.
But anyway, we digress. Tangent train much. what are we even talking about? Do we even know? Oh, Stupid and Futile Gesture on Netflix.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Dang it. And I never did. I mean.
Oh, you didn't finish the actual documentary or.
Right.
Is it a documentary or is it?
The other one. Drunk, Stoned, Brilliantly Dead, I think it's called.
Is it a documentary? Or
is it a documentary.
Docu-series.
Mentary.
Oh, it's so just, it's just one like, straight
yeah,
movie?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's covering the exact same topic.
Right.
And they talk about the guy and the people in National Lampoon.
So we talked about this briefly previously, where it's like, hey, you should watch it.
Yeah, and
like,
what it's about.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then I actually went and watched it. So it's on Netflix. So you guys can all check it out as well. Stupid and Futile Gesture. What is it called?
That's
Futile
right.
And Stupid? Or
no,
Stupid
I think
and
it's
Futile?
Stupid and Futile.
Stupid and Futile Gesture. Anyway, it's Will Forte playing. Oh, no. I forget. What's the actual guy's name? Danny? David?
Oh, I couldn't tell you his name.
But anyway, Will Forte is playing the lead, who is basically the. Main creator/co-creator of National Lampoon, which I didn't know any of this story, like none of it.
Uh-huh.
And so watching the movie, I was like, okay, cool. And like, you're on board from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And there's other people in this movie, not really anybody of note that I could name off my head.
Actors? Or
right, actors.
I mean, there's a lot of actors
you'll
recognize.
Like, I guess, you know... Joel McHale is playing Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
And anyway, there's people you recognize, but not necessarily be able to like name.
Right.
But it was so good. Like the story is so captivating. So basically it follows the story of this guy, David, Danny, Dave. I don't remember his name.
That's
anyway,
all right.
It follows him, and it basically follows his life and how he created National Lampoon, and how it stemmed from the Harvard Lampoon, which is a comedy magazine that he was putting out when he was at Harvard, and then he just transformed that into being National Lampoon the magazine, which then turned into National Lampoon the movies, and yeah.
The it's futile and stupid gesture.
That's what I was saying.
You're right.
Dang it. But anyway, like it was. It's. I guess this is in effect.
Spoiler alert.
That's a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler.
You know what it sounds kind of like?
I got too cute with the fun.
It's almost. It's not quite there, but it's almost. The voice of the Ed 2000 in RoboCop.
Drop your gun. You have 10 seconds to comply.
I dig it.
You have 5 seconds to comply.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. I am now authorized to use physical force.
It's true.
I love that scene.
Yeah, it's good. But anyway, so spoiler alert, we are going to talk about it. Here's my thing with spoiler alerts, by the
Douglas
way.
Douglas Kenny is the Doug, character.
Doug.
Yeah, Doug.
Dougie.
Doug, Dougie, Doug, Doug.
Got
Doug.
It. So here's my beef with spoiler alerts real quick. The fact that people say spoiler alert and then just immediately spoil something.
Right.
And they don't give you any time to, like, think about, I shouldn't listen or whatever.
Thank you. Yeah, I haven't seen
that
yet.
In a real life conversation, they're just like, oh, so I was watching Sixth Sense the other day. Oh, spoiler alert, Bruce Willis is dead. You're like, yeah. No, you can't. Like, you can't just say spoiler alert and then immediately spoil it. You have to be like, oh, I was talking about Sixth Sense. Oh, wait. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to talk about it right now. This is the spoiler alert for that. The worst one is where they're like, oh man, Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis was dead at the end of the. Oh, wait, sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You can't say it after. Like, you can't say spoiler alert after you just spoiled it.
For some reason, that reminds me of like when you were a kid. I don't know if this is the same for you when you're growing up.
Sure.
But maybe we've talked about this before, but if you cursed when you were a kid,
I quote,
right. Yeah. Like after, like you'd say it like afterwards.
Right.
You know, cause I think like the idea is like, you're supposed to say quote,
quoting
like,
something.
So quote, like I'm quoting him. You're right. Like, here, I'm about to curse. But it was always just like, oops.
Yeah. I quote. Anyway, it just makes me laugh. Like, spoiler alert just makes me laugh. Cause it's like, nobody treats it like an actual spoiler alert. Like, FYI, we're going to spoil it now, which is what we're going to do for this movie. And I think it's a valid spoiler.
It does nothing to. Well, actually,
you can still watch it, but at the same time, like the story kind of takes a real quick, like I did not see that coming, kind of a turn.
Right.
Now, if you do any like Wikipedia or anything, like I don't know how true to form it is. I'm sure it's pretty accurate, but. Anyway, I just did not see it playing out the way that it played out.
No, because they present it in a way that's not what you think. And you know, this is why it's effective.
And that's because of the way it's presented.
Yeah, and the same reason why, like, you couldn't think of his name.
Right.
You know, because he's not a common name in culture.
Correct.
You know, but what is cool is there are a lot of names that are the real names that he was kind of associated with that were huge names in culture and
right.
movies,
yep.
You know, that were part of
Animal House, Caddyshack, John Belushi, Jeff Chase, like all these people are names that you're like, oh, and he was completely 100% associated, if not responsible for those things.
Yeah.
And so anyway, and the way, like I said, we are going to spoil it at the end. So regardless, just check it out on Netflix, and it's not going to ruin it if you know the end, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to talk about the end. I mean, I don't think so.
Well, it's kind of because the way that it's just brilliantly made. Like it's people are giving Netflix like a bunch of crap for they just put out whatever and like they just, you know, throw the net out and whatever sticks, it sticks and da 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 da. And like this is just, it's so well done. And the way that they present it and like the guy, like old Doug is narrating the movie.
Martin Mull.
Right. And so like he's narrating the movie and he's like, you know, Will Forte doesn't look like a young me or whatever. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. And like you just, you're in it to experience it from his it's his story. Like he's right. telling you the story. And so that's why I feel like the ending is just like, what?
It does a good job.
Right.
Because yeah. you're like, this guy's telling his story.
Right.
Yeah. That like, you know, back in the day, this is what this is how it all went down.
God, it's so good.
Yeah. And
I thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
Yeah. It's so fun, especially like just mainly for the social, I mean, for the cultural, like watermarks
right.
that were made by this guy.
Well, and I didn't know any of this like background about like SNL was like started because
National Lampoon,
because Animal House was such a big hit. No, because they got because the magazine was such a big hit.
Uh-huh.
Because SNL came out and they took like the writers from National Lampoon and they took
John start before.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I switched it up. Timeline. The magazine was going really well, and then SNL was like, oh, yeah, this is working. We could put this on TV. And they took a bunch of the National Lampoon writers, and they got a bunch of, like,
oh, yeah.
Chevy Chase and John Belushi and, like, all yeah, these guys who were involved because they were doing, like, the radio show and stuff. And they're right. like, let's put it on TV. And then Doug was like, they took all my guys, and they took my idea. We were going to do this. And,
yeah.
like, they did it. And then he shows up to like the premiere party or whatever. And he's like, hey, thanks for stealing all my guys. Great. Bye, Lorne, or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And you're just like, man, like, holy crap. Like, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, me neither.
Like, I didn't know that National Lampoon was I'm basing my knowledge on this based on the movie.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know that Saturday Night Live got started because National Lampoon was successful.
I didn't know that either. I mean, but there's all the history of these groups and such, and which is fun to see played out on the screen.
Right.
About what they were doing with their comedy. It was kind of inspirational. You're like, what these people are doing, you know, when you think of you're part of a performance group, of
yep.
an improv group or yep. a sketch comedy group or something like that, that. They were doing some crazy stuff.
Well, and it was just crazy because he's like, well, you know, the magazine was really successful. And then we started to dive into this radio show and mm-hmm. this and that. And we were starting to do live sketches and stuff. And he's like, and then, you know, things got serious. So we started to hire some people. And then they like show, boom, Bill Murray, boom, Gilda Radner, boom, Chevy Chase, boom, yeah. John Belushi. Like all these like super mega uber famous comedians
yeah. that you and these know writers of. Too
right
that you, like John Hughes was one
yep,
of the
yep, yep, yep.
was one of the guys
like all these super famous people that you know of that were like mega like comedy superstars in like the 70s and you're like holy shit like they were all associated with this one little yeah. thing
and
like
PJ O'Rourke
I didn't know any of that
yeah.
And so it was just fascinating to watch. And, like, it's so well done. And the acting, and it's so good. And, like, Will Forte, it's like he's the straight man, basically.
Yeah, he's good.
He is good.
He's just good. Like, I've never seen him do anything that I didn't think was, like, entertaining and right. well done.
Yeah, he's very just enjoyable to watch. And, like, all the, like, supporting characters are fantastic. And like I said, it watching the movie, you just get like super invested into these people and you're like, oh, these are real people. You keep forgetting. I'm not just watching a movie. Like I'm watching a true story.
Right.
And yeah, it totally got me. It worked 100%. Like I was like, man, this movie's good. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is good.
Yep.
It takes you and then like gives you a little, like,
you don't
here you go.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
And then it serves up this, like, curveball, and you're like, whoa.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway.
Well done.
Without fully spoiling it.
Right.
It doesn't go where you think it's going to go, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yep.
Worth
watching. It's like a history lesson.
Yeah.
Like, and like. And,
for sure. Like, a TV, like, comedic entertainment history
yeah, lesson. Yeah, for comedy, comedy history for the 70s and early 80s. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And there's a essentially a companion piece to it.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, like counter or not counteracting, but like on the other side, like the actual documentary is what you were watching, right?
Yes, I did. I didn't finish it all the way.
Sure.
I think it's Drunk, Stoned, and Brilliantly Dead, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also on Netflix, and it probably will suggest it. If you watch one of them, it'll probably suggest the other one. Because you're clearly interested.
And is that an actual documentary?
Regular old documentary.
Are you following, like, you're actually seeing, like, Bill Murray and Gilda and Chevy Chase?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it more like historians talking about?
It's the people. I mean, it's the people who lived through it and who were involved.
Nice.
So, no, it's all, like, the people. It's almost like the movie, because the movie starts out like that. Futile and Stupid Gesture starts out like it's a documentary, like they're, you know, a one camera interviewing style, you know, somebody with the person off camera a little bit. It's actually that.
And it's entertaining as well, or?
Yeah. Cause the content and is what they're talking about is so interesting.
Nice.
That's great. And I'm older, so I remember a lot of these, like in Futile and Stupid Gesture, they flash these iconic national, in my opinion, iconic National Lampoon covers.
Oh yeah,
on the as part of the storytelling,
right,
and like them how they make it. There's a famous one of the dog with the gun
with
to its head.
Yep,
and I just, that was just present, like it was super present in my life. And same with a bunch of these things. And I remember kind of looking at National Lampoon on the rack because it was kind of titillating,
right?
You know, it was like sometimes there were boobs
I was like, there's boobs in this magazine.
It wasn't because Mad was like essentially family friendly.
Well, and the thing they spell out in the movie is like people were still, you know, there was, you know, nudie mags or whatever,
right?
But it's like those were taboo and like you can't be caught looking at this.
Uh-huh.
But you know what you could have. You can have a National Lampoon because it's funny and it's socially accepted. But then there's
guys,
boobs in it.
Yeah, guys borrowing it and like,
right.
go to the bathroom.
I gotta be right back. Yeah,
I'm gonna be back with this. So.
But it's like they felt they could buy it because it was a comedy magazine, not like a dirty magazine.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, this is more socially acceptable. Mm-hmm. And so like it was just fascinating that they got away with doing whatever they wanted.
Yeah. And now there's no magazines.
Right.
Like, which is so weird.
Oh, there's plenty of magazines. There's a magazine for everything.
Yeah, but I mean, but
everything.
There used to be magazines more.
Right.
There used to be more magazines.
Yes.
But
the internet and TV.
Yeah.
You know, what are you gonna do?
But I miss getting Mad magazine. You know, I miss like picking up a Mad and for me, because I'm a little younger than the people who were the target audience for National Lampoon when
sure.
it came out.
Right.
I'm younger than. It was always like, that's what the cool kids were listening, watching and like reading, you know, the older kids,
right.
You know, like, so it was kind of like, ooh, I'm going to pick up one of these and like, check it out. And a lot of times it was over my head.
Of course,
you know,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, just like Mad Magazine. Like I remember when I was a kid, like, ooh, Mad Magazine, like it's fun to whatever. And you get one and you're like, let's do the fold in at the back. And it's usually some like political satire
right.
of some kind. And like as a kid, I didn't know what the fuck was the
yeah.
joke was.
But you sure
but
got
I
a kick
saw
out
the
of
cool
the,
picture.
Yeah, you got a kick out of the way. Yeah,
right.
One picture became another picture.
Right. I was like, this is brilliant.
I did like that a lot.
But it's like
I
didn't understand any of the jokes or like whatever. But like the folded, the picture was cool as hell.
I remember like so many cartoons. And I remember certain ones, like they did make me laugh. But I remember like a little 4-panel cartoon, and it was like these hippies like kind of walking and talking and they're like, hey man, it's my birthday, and they're like, oh yeah, how old are you? 30. And then the next panel is all of them walking away from him, and I just like, I don't get it.
He's like too old to be cool
well,
anymore.
I think there was like a saying, like, don't trust anybody over 30, like during the hippie,
perfect.
Hippie movement thing.
Perfect.
And which I didn't know.
Right.
You know, at that time.
Right.
But, you know, so there was all this all humor that was, you know, just.
You're just like, I don't
over,
get it.
Over my head. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway. So anything more on National Lampoon?
No, we've said enough about him.
Yeah, so check both those out. I know that's, you know, our main topic and it's cut pretty short, but I don't really want to spoil it other than just watch it. It's really, really, really good.
It's worth watching.
You won't be disappointed. The only other thing that I've watched is Slasher. Did we talk about that?
No, tell me. Maybe you mentioned it. I don't know if that was on my air or not.
It's a horror TV show in the vein of like an anthology series where it's like this first season has nothing to do with the second season.
I like it. I like those standalone seasons.
And it's like a horror movie show. And it's called Slasher, and so you get what you get, and it's like, what's happening? Oh no, these people are trapped in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. What's going to happen? Somebody gets like a snow auger, you know, one of those big old drills to like drill out like holes in the ice.
For ice fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, someone gets one of those to the gut at one point, like, and you see really? Like their guts flew out.
Oh, really?
It's good.
That happens. I've seen that in a few movies.
It's so good, and like you know, some like in the first episode, I'm talking about. Strictly season two. I haven't seen season one yet. Right. Samantha watched season one and loved it.
Okay.
And then she's like, you have to watch it. And I was like, okay, we'll start with season two and then we'll go back and watch season one afterwards. Because we wanted to watch it without somebody knowing the right. secrets or whatever. And like, we're trying to figure out like, who's the killer? Who's the killer? And like, you're trying to figure it out the whole time. And right. you know, it's somebody there because like,
it's got to be.
It's somebody
that's
there.
That's the game.
Right.
Right.
And so it's just like, who is it? Who is it? Who is it? And I would just like to say, I was right.
I figured it out.
What's up? Booyah. So I was like, oh, I think it's this person. Like, literally, like, three episodes in, we're like, okay, who do you think it is? And she was like, I think it's this person. And I was like, I think it's this person. And I was right.
Right.
Booyah. But I just
spoiler pulled alert. It was Bill.
Well, I just no, right. Well, I just pulled a random ass like theory out of my head, where I was like, I don't think it's this person.
Was it the theory that you thought of? Was it, or did you just got the guy right by luck?
Both. Where it's like, I think it's this person because of these reasons, and I don't think it's this person because that person seems too obvious, and this person right. seems not obvious enough. Where it's like, I don't think it's going to be the weak, you know, female lead. Like, I don't think it's going to twist it on our head right. where it's like, oh, it was the meek one the whole time. Or it's like, and I don't think it's the jerk.
Or they're going to do like, the thing where they like give it to somebody, but they'd never give you any information right. to work toward that
right.
conclusion during the movie. You're like, well, why in the world would I even think that with what you showed me?
And right.
you're like,
and like
because we didn't show you that right. you know, she double-crossed her yeah, or something.
Ha, ha, ha.
Like, well, what the fuck? How am I supposed to know
there's
that?
There's no way. Right. Yeah. Well, and it's like, you know, there's like the jock guy who's like the young, you know, jock. And it's like, well, that guy's kind of a dick and he's strong. And like, it's like, well, it's not going to be him. He's a dick and he's strong. And like, he seems super obvious. It's like. But then you never know. So anyway, it's weird. It's crazy. And it's fun. And it's fun to guess. And it's, if you like horror and it's not really comedy, it's seriously, you know, just a horror thing.
But, that's cool.
But it's funny because if you like horror, it's like, man, he just got a chainsaw to the chest. Like,
yeah. Oh, right. Peeling his face
off. It's not funny, but like, right. it's fun. It's fun if you yeah, like
that.
Yeah, that's
like the horror
stuff.
Thing. It's like, yeah. Oh, snap. Right. I don't believe.
And so
he's choking him with his own guts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Slasher season two, I highly recommend it. She really likes, she said season one was better. So I'm like, even better. Like, let's right check out season one. That's the only other thing I really watched. But now, to really round out or end the episode, you were recording some folks.
Well, we, you know, we wanted to like go to SeaWorld and do and try to record a little Seven Seas action and
yeah.
So we got a little bit of we got some of our folks there and their opinions and
and you were just talking to some friends and you yeah. were like, what do you guys watch and all yeah. that kind of stuff. So we're gonna finish off by letting you guys hear that stuff. So we'll hear that and then at the end we'll come back and say a quick adios. So let's check out BJ talking to some friends at SeaWorld.
Okay, we're here with Dennis, one of our biffs.
You're on right now?
Well, it's not live, of course. You know, it's not good. It's not going out anywhere.
You edit it, right? That's how podcasts work. Well, when we record, generally we just start and doing it. But today we're getting some stuff on the thing. So, Dennis the Biff. The Biff. So what?
A Biff, yeah.
We'll call you the Biff.
Okay.
What shows are you watching now?
What show, like on Netflix?
Yeah, or anything, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a big fan of The Good Doctor. On, I think it's on ABC.
Oh, that's so the network television.
It's on. I love network television. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Good for you.
Thanks,
that's
man.
That's a dying, you know.
It is. It is. Medium. I mean, and then I've also been watching a show called The Good Place, which is on Netflix, which is also a Netflix.
What's that now about?
It's with Kristen Bell is in it, and so she died.
Oh.
And she like gets sent to the good place when she's really a horrible person.
But that's a network show too, right?
It is. Yes. It's not like a Netflix.
And that's original. Ted Danson too. Is that
it
right?
It is. Yep. You're right.
I have watched a very little bit of that.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Okay.
It's really funny.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just check it out, podcast listeners.
Right on.
Yeah,
from,
The Good Place.
From Dennis the Biff. I'm a Biff, okay? Yeah. Not the Biff. Yeah. Very good. Awesome. And you want to tell us what you watch?
Sure.
Tell me your name again. Sophia.
Sophia, yes. What am I watching? Oh, I'm watching How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yeah, I've been wanting to watch that.
It's really
I've heard
good.
It's good.
It's really
That's
good.
That's a Shonda Rhimes thing.
Mm-hmm. They
she
keep topping themselves every season.
The show itself?
Yeah, it tops itself, which is pretty nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What else? Anything?
Ooh, I just finished the newest season of Black Mirror.
I watched. Yeah. Actually, I did watch all of that. We did an episode about this latest season of it.
I really liked most of it.
Which one didn't you like?
Oh, I didn't like the one in black and white
with the dog.
Dogs.
That was kind of.
It was
freaky,
it was
creepy.
Freaky.
Do you watch that?
I haven't seen it. No.
It's
on Netflix, though, right?
Mm-hmm,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really liked. I didn't think I would like the Star Trek one. The one that.
That one was awesome.
I loved it.
It was awesome.
I was like putting it off because I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this one. I don't know if it's my thing, and then it became my favorite of the season.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. There are a lot of them that are just super smart. Like the one with the girls, like she puts a chip in, and
yeah.
the mom can see what she sees,
mm-hmm.
and then she can. Censor stuff. So she didn't want to see. She didn't want her to see violent images.
Yeah, she puts parental controls. On
yeah, on her kid. Life. Like on her kids. Yeah, like so she wouldn't see it.
It's like a Twilight Zone sort of thing.
It,
right?
They all are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's like individual episodes. Like it's not like a
yep standalone.
Story.
Right, each one's a standalone.
Okay,
but there are like a lot of themes. There are like a lot of like
stuff comes back. Like the last episode of the season, stuff came back.
Like the consciousness, like because in the first one, he captures a digital copy of the consciousness of these people and puts them into a program. And so it's essentially like they think that they're in the program, but it's actually they're just digital representation in the program.
Okay.
But so that kind of it's an interesting concept.
That's awesome.
Interesting
thing. Right on.
So very good. Amber, you watch anything good?
I just saw a mockumentary on, I believe it was Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
And it was What We Do in the Shadows. Have you seen that?
My fiancé is like, you got to watch this. Because it's got Jermaine Clement in it. The guy, if you've ever watched, what's that show? Fly the Conchords on HBO, which is great. You ever seen that?
I have, yeah. I believe it involves the director of Thor Ragnarok, too, if I'm not
right.
mistaken.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's
okay.
Vampires as roommates in modern day.
It's silly. I did see a little bit of that.
Right.
So.
It's so good. I've been telling everybody that they have to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Because that's what we need is little reminders of stuff to watch. So.
Yeah.
Very good. Jennifer, you want to
put... Oh, you don't want to know. I watch MasterChef Junior.
I'll tell you. We had a MasterChef...
That's table.
We had a MasterChef Junior fantasy league.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where
that's
you drafted,
so
like, the kids.
You're at SeaWorld?
Yeah. Like, with...
Oh.
With Dallas and Christine, and a bunch of folks.
Adolphin,
Well, just in the entertainment department,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
And Kid One, of course.
You're like, so,
but Chef's Table is awesome too.
I love Chef's Table. They're gonna do in April. They're coming out with Chef's Table, but for pastry.
It's like not safe.
No. That doesn't excite me, but...
that's the thing. I feel like you just said it. I feel like pastry chefs do not get the credit they deserve because, like, baking is really hard. And
it's a lot harder.
And it's a science.
And it's more exact, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm really excited. I don't know what chefs or bakers they have on the show, but...
Uh-huh.
I'm excited to see.
Chef's Table, now that was one where they visited like one chef each episode.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's a dude in South America who does it all with flame.
Yeah, it's crazy. I I mean, I feel like before I used to watch like cooking shows on like Food Network and things like that, but I feel like
okay.
I feel like Chef's Table, like cinematography is really good.
Oh, dang it.
Have
you left yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'll go put it on there. I'll go put it on there.
The stories are just really cool and interesting. And it kind of just gets me more like. Before I used to be like, oh, why would I want to go to a fancy restaurant and eat like a tiny little plate of food
right.
when I can go to In-N-Out? So I feel like the show like made me appreciate like those fancy restaurants.
That's cool.
I don't know if I would ever eat at one, but.
I like the one where the dude is like in South America and he cooks with flame.
Yeah, he's literally cooking. Yeah.
So we did my neighbors the other night. We did. She was in South America. She was in like in the rainforest and like did this tour. And part of the tour is they cook the whole chickens on a stick, like over a flame.
Over fire, yeah.
And they like made a like a marinade for it and like let it sit and then they impaled them on the stick and then put them.
I've seen
it. It was so good. Like I.
There's just something about.
About the fire,
like, yeah,
yeah, the fire,
outdoor flavor.
Like, yeah, it was so, yeah, it was so good.
There's I forget the name, but there's someone on YouTube that cooks outdoors.
Oh yeah,
all he has is like a knife, and he'll cook outdoors, and it's like a full-on meal. I'm gonna try to find it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just watch cooking shows. I'm not interesting.
No, that doesn't make you not interesting. There's so much other stuff about you that makes you not interesting. Just kidding.
Thanks,
guys.
Yes,
have a good day.
Dude, that worked out well.
That was quick and dirty.
Well, and like it just. Just listening to that reminds me why we started this show in the first place. Because you could just literally like, how well do you know those three people you talk to?
Varying levels.
Because like, you're just like, hey, what are you watching? And like, they all had different things that they were into.
Right.
And he was like, oh, you know, I'm watching The Good Doctor, which is supposed to be really good. It stars Freddie Highmore as like a Doogie Howser type young
oh,
kid
yeah?
doctor. Like, I just say, I don't know if that's what it's about, but I just know that he's a young doctor, right? And so he's like a young hotshot doctor. And then what else did he say he was watching? It was some, The Good Place, which is.
He's into The Good.
Well, he's into network TV.
Which is
rare these days.
Yeah.
But I know that they do play The Good Place on Netflix, like he was saying.
Right.
And then Sophia was talking about.
Black Mirror a little bit and something else. Dang it, she's gonna be like,
I know. We
I was just
listened.
There.
We just literally just listened to it. But then, you know, talking about the cooking shows, that's what's like fresh in my mind because that's what's on right now. I'm like, yeah, I'm watching the cooking shows too. We watch Worst Cooks and we watch MasterChef Junior and we just finished Hell's Kitchen, and it's like I almost want like a resting period between them. Where I'm like, Hell's Kitchen is over.
You can't wait for the next cooking season shows.
Yeah, but it's like, Hell's Kitchen is over. Great, we get a rep. Oh, what? Oh, the DVR is recording MasterChef now?
Yeah.
Oh, MasterChef is over. Wait, what? There's another Hell's Kitchen? Oh, okay, great.
They do two a year,
Hell's Kitchen
is over.
Wait, now there's MasterChef Junior? Oh, okay, good. It's like, can't you just do one a year and just like, whatever. But the same thing, like all those like big, like The Bachelor and Bachelorette, it's like.
They do a couple of seasons.
You like watching The Bachelor? Guess what? Now you get The Bachelorette. And as soon as that's over, guess what?
Dog
There's
Bachelor.
More Bachelor. Yeah. It's like. But anyway.
Rex doesn't like Rosie very much.
It's just really cool that like that you take that little field recorder and you're like, let's chat with some folks about what they're watching. And you can get their opinions just like that.
Yeah. So next time I'm going to take a microphone, just that plug in the end, instead, and that way that'll be a more directional, concentrated.
It worked out well, though.
It worked out pretty good, but what that also does well is the you pick up the ambiance.
Yep.
So what's fun, and I've done this, and it was really neat, and I hope I still have it somewhere. I'm sure I do on my computer or something, but I took that field recorder. During a rainstorm, and walked out the street with an umbrella and walked around the block, with it,
And so you hear like your footsteps on the path, and you hear the rain.
Yeah, you put the headphones on and listen to that.
You're like, I'm passing out now.
Yeah, it's badass. It's great. And so like cool. Literally, like that's what's great about that field recorder is that like when you play it and walk or record and walk.
Oh, if
with
you
it,
have the headphones in,
especially like, if you have headphones on.
Oh yeah,
you hear like you could lay in bed and listen to your to what just happened in stereo. And it'll really make it come to life.
That's
like,
so cool.
Like you'll be read. Yeah. So I thought about that for like doing like dream soundtracks and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know, like you could do some really crazy, cool stuff with that.
And then just like record 22 minutes of like you sitting at the beach, just like, whoosh, whoosh, and then like at 22 minutes and 14 seconds, just be like, boogity boo.
That's me hating me right now so much.
Like everyone would fall for it. Yeah. Like those white noise generators where the thing is just like, oh, this is a looped, like every two and a half minutes, like it starts over or whatever. Right. It's like, not this one. Yeah. Blah!
And
just...
And when they pulled her from the wreck,
give everyone a heart attack.
She looked like this.
Large Marge sent you. Oh, anyway. But yeah, if you guys want to talk about anything or if you have any recommendations, by all means, hit us up. Yeah,
I forgot.
Right. Sorry, I was ending the show and you weren't ready.
Yeah,
for
I'm glad you didn't. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't.
You weren't ready for it.
Because I was listening. This is kind of like what's been going on, too.
Oh, more what's up?
A little bit.
Sure.
But so we have to, this takes work. For it, but I was listening to David Mamet on WTF with Mark Maron podcast, mm-hmm. And I was kind of going back and forth. I'm like, I'm not sure if I like this guy or not. Mostly I do,
yeah.
But anyway, he was saying, and he's of course a writer,
very famous playwright and stuff, yeah.
And he was saying that people find like some magazine, like the New Yorker or something like. You know, it's entertaining. And he's like, what, tell me anything, tell me something that, you know, quote something from the New Yorker. Can you quote it?
Right.
You know, and people are like, no. Like, well then it's shit. You know, like,
right.
He's like, and he kind of had a point.
There's no like lasting memory.
Yeah. That within, you know, some great poetry, he's talking about great poetry or great, you know, scripts and great movie lines and great dialogue.
Right.
You commit them to memory because they're beautiful and you want to have it access to it.
Right.
And so it just got me thinking about like those lines that,
well, even like stuff that you don't necessarily know, but you know, like, shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Exactly.
You're like, how do I know that?
Yeah.
Like, why do I know the beginning of that Shakespeare sonnet? Like, why?
Because
it's a lasting thing. Like, you know, yeah. Romeo and Juliet, a rose by any other name would still smell sweet. It's like, no shit. Like, I never would have thought of that.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like stuff like that. So, and things in poetry and movies and TV and plays and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bible passages and.
Yeah,
and
everything.
And, you know, and you anything know, frankly, that, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Right. Things you know? Of note that just resonate with you and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Well, it's like, he's like, yeah, the New Yorker's filled with good stuff. And he's like, tell me something. Oh.
Yeah.
They had an article about
a cute story this. About this.
Yeah, yeah, right? Exactly.
But yeah, so anyway, so it would be fun to put together one of our special like standalone episodes.
Right.
With a lot of clips.
Quotes and clips and.
Yep. Yeah. And even like it would be fun to play some clips, but also to like have that would be fun, like on the street thing.
It could even be a segment. Yeah. Where it's like, you know, the quote of the week or whatever.
Yeah, what's your favorite
quote of the week or something?
Give me your favorite line from whatever,
right.
You know, from poetry. From
anything.
Yeah.
Favorite movie line, favorite song line,
yeah.
Song lyric that sticks out to you, like what's it from and all that stuff. So, but see, that could be like a fun, I just want to make segments and more segments, partly because I want to make more drops. But
drops are fun.
But you know, it's getting harder and harder for not just us, but for everyone to like actually binge watch a TV show. Like you have to have some serious time in order to do that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's, you know, so when we talk more about like pop culture and TV and like what we actually watched and did and all that stuff. That's why we're kind of in the new format that we're kind of in. But like, I want to do like, you know, use my movie pass. Like, I want to motivate myself to go use it. And so I want to do like a movie of the month, segment. Like a movie of the month, or it's like, you know, let's go, we'll all go see the movie. And then, you know, the first Monday episode of every month or whatever, it's like, we're going to talk about whatever movie we pick for the month. So go see it. And then on that Monday, we can all talk about it. Like,
generally there's at least one movie a month. Right. I think that like I would think
that you'd want to see.
And that we would be like a topic because it would be like a big enough cultural event. That
like
we'd...
The Greatest Showman.
Well, you know, I'm still thinking that's quite as the event. The Greatest Showman. That's not quite the event. You know,
this
the culture...
is the greatest show.
as Black Panther.
Of course. Know? Yeah. So. Or Infinity War, April 27th.
That's going to that's gonna be big. So,
but anyway, but yeah, so.
Still over a month away.
So yeah, we'll be doing. Probably a movie thing, but also send us your favorite stuff, or we'll post
so
it
we'll
on
post
Facebook
about that
or,
yeah, try to solicit some responses
I really would like actual people to talk to us, so either send us a voicemail or if we can get like voice recordings on the field
or a little
recorder
selfie video of you doing
just
your
something
doing your favorite line from a
so
play
we'll
or
put,
movie
we'll
or...
put posts out and that'll be coming up on an episode soon. But yeah, anything like if you want to be a guest, please hit us up. We do the show once a week and we're always looking for stuff to talk about and people to talk to about stuff.
Yep.
So hit us up. But for this one, we're going to call it good. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.